This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
California is going to allow NCAA athletes to make money starting in the year 2023. It's called the Fair Pay to Play Act in California. So for years, collegiate athletes have complained about not being able to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're stars on the team.
Sure. Think about how much money Duke raked in for Zion.
There is only a certain limited number of these tier one athletes
mm-hmm.
who are able to generate revenue at the college level based on their name. I mean, you can have a team full of let's put basketball aside for a second.
Sure.
Let's talk about football. You can have a team full of no-name football players. Nobody mm-hmm. knows anybody but the quarterback, and the school still makes billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Football drives the money bus at any university because
coaches make millions.
And because the reason football drives the money bus is because you can sell more tickets. There are more tickets to sell. You sell all the peripheral programming, the coaches show, the pregame show, the postgame show, the blah. There's all kinds of ways to make money off of that. And now California says, well, you know what? We're going to allow the athletes to make money. And I saw LeBron James yesterday. He's been involved in this. And he said, you know, if I would have went to one of these big schools like Ohio State or Kentucky, wherever I would have went,
sure.
they would have made money on my 23 jersey. They would have sold the 23 jersey without my name on it.
Yep.
And they would have still made money because the inference is there. Everybody knows mm-hmm. that's your number. Everybody knows you played for that team. So, you know, he was very excited about it. And there's been a lot of pictures of him holding up the contract and holding up the bill.
It'll be interesting to see how on a couple of things. One, it comes to endorsements. They're allowed to now get endorsements, sponsorships, as long as it doesn't conflict with the school. So if it's a Nike school, they can't have an Adidas endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it does have to go along with that. But also, it'll be interesting to see how this starts arguments, because Title IX started the equal funding for men and women's programs, regardless of what the program actually brings in. And like you said, football's the number one moneymaker. It's usually
yeah.
football or men's basketball is the number one moneymaker. And if they're getting paid well through endorsements and sponsorships, it'll be interesting to see how women, because when I was in Columbia, Asia Wilson was on the Gamecocks, Lady Gamecocks down there, and she was the big one. She's now in the WNBA.
Right.
And her initial argument is, we're not getting paid what the men are, but you don't bring in what the men bring in. So it'll be interesting to see how it trickles down to Title IX as well.
It'll also be interesting to see how many of these companies, like Nike, for instance, mm-hmm. or Adidas, whoever it is, how many of them come forward with a big deal for a college
yeah.
player on top of what they're already spending at the university level. All these universities are getting, you know, millions of dollars from these companies anyway. They have a deal mm-hmm. with the school. They have a deal with a coach. There's a lot of sponsorship money being made. And when you talk about basketball and football and the money made on it, it's made off the program. The program makes the money because they sell suites. And they said there's
yep.
a lot of revenue streams in these big programs. I have always thought and the NCAA athletes won't like this. I have always thought that you are getting a first-class education. You are getting the best training possible, the best equipment and everything else to teach you to be a professional ball player. And that should be considered part of what you're earning.
But most players, if they're that good, if they're that elite, are only there for their one and done. They're 1 year and done.
And so that's something that needs to be changed too.
What can you do with a 1 year college education? It's not going to matter. You're going there because you have to, and you're making that school money. I think they should get paid.
Yeah. So they also need to change this one and done thing. They need to change mm-hmm. that. They need to change it. So you commit to a school. You got to be there for 2 or 3 years or whatever the case may be.
Give them their degree then in 2 years. Give them their 4 year degree in 2 years.
All right.
Hi, so good morning. I have an opinion on the athletes in college.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Wendy. I have a son who plays a sport in college at a D1 school. He carries a 4.0, and he does extra practice, and he also has found a way to make extra money by being a DoorDash driver. And I just feel like there's not a reason for colleges to pay athletes, or not pay colleges, but I just don't feel like that's the reason they're there. They're there to get an education. They're there to continue to play the sport that they've loved, and I don't feel like that should be their avenue of income.
Does it bother you how much money schools and coaches make off of the programs and off of your son's hard work?
No, not at all. I quite honestly, they're probably not making as much as I've put into his hard work, his sport, his chosen sport. So no, he does aspire to be a coach, mm-hmm. In his chosen sport, and I feel like, you know, if that's if he one day, you know, makes it to that level, then he's done the work to make that money as a coach.
So you think it's just part of the process is having to, like, be in the dirt and grind?
It is. College is not, you know, you're there to get an education.
Cool. Well, Mindy, thank you for checking in this morning.
All right. Have a great day.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, in reference to this college athlete money thing.
Yes, sir.
Representative Mark Walker, who represents parts of Greensboro as well as Caswell County, where I live, has filed a bill in the U.S. House about this several months ago. Y'all might want to check with his office on how that's coming.
Okay, all right. How
basically,
do you feel about
it?
How do you feel about college athletes getting paid?
Actually, I'm more with Dale. I think you're going to Duke. You're getting an education that's worth a lot of money. Going to any school, you know, that should be part of your compensation. I mean, and the whole one and done thing is a joke. I mean, if we're operating universities, you know, where people are basically working as minor league ball players, we need to change that program.
That's true.
In baseball, at least they have minor leagues where people go through, and we don't go through the charade of sending them to skip classes in college.
Right, exactly.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Thanks.
Hi, my name's Renee. I had something to say about the Pay for Play Act that was enacted in California.
Do you think that players should be allowed to have endorsements and sponsorships, or do you think they should just be doing it for their education, you know, for the scholarship?
Well, I mean, I don't think they should be allowed to get paid for that. You're going to have a stack of one-and-dones in and up in California just for the privilege of being able to accept endorsements, which hurts basketball as a whole, because you're going to end up with stacked talent in one state.
When you get to the professionals, it's already all Golden State and the Lakers.
Yeah, but those guys are coming from all over the country.
Well, would that make other states follow suit then, so that it keeps more of an even playing field?
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is the NCAA is going to challenge that in federal court.
Yeah, they did say they are doing that.
They're going to have to.
Renee, thank you for checking in this morning.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.